Here from the scoreboard.com studios, this is Chase Snyder alongside Gavin Moritz, and welcome to the No Flags podcast presented by Box Score Sports in association with scoreboard.com. My dining room table, my dining room, I should say, is now the scoreboard.com studios. I hope my parents are okay with that. Gavin, how you doing?
I'm good, Chase. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Excited?
I am very excited.
First episode here on No Flags. We'll get right to it.
Okay. You introduce yourselves to these people. Okay. Most of these people know me since it's my Twitter account, but
we're also periscoping this episode.
Yeah, we are periscoping this episode on Chasing Snyder on Twitter. And go ahead, introduce yourself to the public.
So my name is Gavin Moritz. I also work with Chase at Texan Live. We've done events for Texan Live and NFHS. I've been working at Texan Live since 2017, hired when I was 16. Done over 200 events, including state title games for football and baseball.
There you go. Got anything else for us?
And I'm an avid Dallas Cowboys fan.
You're an avid Dallas. Yeah, he's the big Cowboys fan.
Yes.
For Jeremy Shields, my boy. You graduated from Atascocita this past year.
I did.
Tell me your last 4 years. How was that?
I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
Humble ISD, great school district.
Humble ISD, yep.
Official endorsement.
Official endorsement of our favorite school district, Humble ISD. You know me. My name is Chase Snyder. I joined Texan Live in 2016. I've called over 250 events as of now. I called football state championships this past year on the radio. Called girls and boys basketball state championships, softball state championships, baseball state championships for the NFHS Network. I was born in Shawnee, Kansas. Shout out KC. Moved into Kingwood, Houston, 3 months before my 13th birthday. Been here for the past 7 years and haven't looked back.
Kansas City native.
Kansas City native myself. I graduated 2018. Of course, we were displaced from our high school after Harvey. Went to Summer Creek for a year. Shout out to Summer Creek High School. And now I'm going to Lone Star College, saving a ton of money.
As am I.
Yeah, you're going to Lone Star College, too. You're saving a ton of money. And we're probably future University of Houston Cougars.
Yes, go Cougs.
Yeah, go Cougs. Go Cougs. There we go. All right, what do you want to talk about first?
Let's jump into our review of last year's football season
in the
state of Texas.
Go ahead.
So we'll talk about the state championship games that we both did. I'll start with Cuero versus Pleasant Grove, the 4A D2 state title game. We'll talk about Jordan Whittington.
That's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, 377 total yards, 6 total touchdowns. He's now playing at the University of Texas. As you know, he's the backup running back on the week one depth chart. A lot of Houston natives on that depth chart. Rashawn Johnson, who you've covered a couple times, third string quarterback.
I'll tell you something about Rashawn Johnson. I've called North Shore. I've called Lake Travis. Didn't do a Katy game. I've called Longview, Allen, all these big-time blue bloods. Rashawn Johnson is the most dominant football player I've seen so far. And that's saying a lot. I can't wait to see what he does at the University of Texas. Keep on going.
And then I did Longview-Westbrook, the 6A D2 state title game. Longview ending their 81-year title drought. Of course, led by quarterback Haynes King, who's committed to Texas A&M, committed about a month or two ago. Son of head coach John King. Westbrook was driving towards the end, and then you had the big fumble that was forced by Tyshawn Taylor that ended the game effectively. And I'll tell you something about Rashawn Johnson. I've watched the tape, and he seemed like a pretty talented kid. I'll tell you the most talented quarterback I've ever seen play is his teammate, Sam Ellinger.
Yeah, Sam Ellinger's pretty good, too.
Had the opportunity to watch Sam Ellinger play my alma mater, Atascocita, a couple years ago. My freshman year, they beat us in the regional finals, Westlake versus Atascocita, I believe at the Berry Center.
Right.
It was a good game.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Pretty nice facility myself.
And I was impressed with Sam Ellinger. I mean, you look at him and he's, as a high school quarterback, doing those kind of things, and he led them to the state title game where they lost North Shore.
Right.
They went for it on fourth down. Or was it a two-point conversion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my state championship game last year, I wonder what that one was.
What was it, Chase?
That was the Duncanville North Shore state championship. No big deal.
You've all seen the call.
Shut up. Those were the two best teams I've seen all year. I don't know about you, but those are the two most talented teams in the state, and I wouldn't be surprised by a repeat. What do you think?
And they're both bringing back most of their star players. Duncanville's bringing back their quarterback, their linebacker.
Quentin Jackson's coming back for Duncanville. Demetrius Davis coming back for North Shore. Davis has 2 years left. I remember you and I talked. We did the playoff game against Clear Springs, the Black Friday
yes.
of 2017, And we both came away going, like, they're going to win state.
They're going to win state at some point.
Yeah, at some point. Davis was a freshman. Evans was a sophomore. I think he went for 6 touchdowns that day. That's pretty
crazy. It was at least 6.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. And one of the best, most dominant performances I've ever called. And watching those guys, it never gets old.
Let's not forget about Shadrick Banks.
Yeah, Shadrick Banks is pretty good, too.
He's recently committed at our studio.
He did commit at our studio, and we were there for it. He's a future Aggie, and he's got 2 years as well left for the North Shore Mustangs. What else do we got?
We can talk about, while we're talking about North Shore, we'll talk about the North Shore Katy game, which is going to be tomorrow night on ESPNU.
Yeah, that's pretty high stakes, I would say, for week one, you know, being nationally televised and all that.
And we saw him play last week, week one, North Shore.
Last year, week one.
Yes.
Yeah.
They beat Katy last year, week one, and then they played again in the regional semifinals. North Shore won again, and as we mentioned, went on to win state. This is 2 North Shore games being broadcast on ESPN this year. They're also playing on ESPN against Westbrook later this year.
That's right.
I believe the game's going to be at Beaumont ISD Stadium this year. They played at North Shore last year.
That's right.
They sold out Galena Park ISD Stadium. Over 8,000 tickets sold. Announced. I saw them on Twitter today.
That's so ridiculous.
8,000 tickets for a high school stadium.
That's ridiculous.
But that speaks to the
it does.
Gravity
it really
of
does.
High school football in the state of Texas.
Especially these two squads. I mean, the best two squads in Houston, let alone the state, in my opinion. And, you know, we were kind of talking about it beforehand. When was the last time, no disrespect, that Katy was the other team in this? They went 11-2 last year. And those two losses were against North Shore.
The team that won state, right?
The team that won state. I mean, both are incredibly talented, and I can't wait to watch the game tomorrow night. I had to record it. I'll be working, but I'm going to be watching it.
And we'll get to our games in just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yeah, we have big time.
Full slate this week.
Thank goodness.
Back.
How was your last volleyball game of the season last night?
It was good. I'm ready to go back for playoffs. You know, I like volleyball. It's good, but it doesn't really, you know, compare to football.
Nothing compares to football, man. To me, nothing compares to football. It's the best. All right.
And we'll talk about Katy for a second. Katy lost their running back last year. DeAndre Glass goes to Oklahoma State now.
He was at Katy forever.
It did feel like he was at Katy for a while.
I mean, he was
played
a
all 4
Katy
years.
Lifer. He was a Katy lifer.
But they bring back Bronson McClelland, talented quarterback. So it's going to be a good quarterback matchup. It's going to be a good matchup all over the board, but I'm excited to see Demetrius Davis versus Bronson McClelland tomorrow night. And it's a good chance for exposure for both those teams.
Yeah.
Especially for Katy. I believe this is their only ESPN game this year.
I mean, Katy comes into it, like, with nothing to lose. I mean, on the road, national television, you lost to them 2 times last year. They're
nothing to lose, but everything to prove.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing to lose, but everything to prove. You finished my point.
All right, next we'll preview our games for this week on TexanLive.com. Chase, what do you got tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I have Ridgepoint against my alma mater, the Kingwood Mustangs. That's Mark M. Johnson's alma mater as well. I want to thank Bradley Dowell for giving the heart as well. Thanks, Bradley. You're the man. That is the lawnmower guy.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he knows who I'm talking about. The guy that the live tweet mo with Bradley Dowell. Anyway, yeah, 2 playoff teams from a year ago. Should be a lot of fun to call. It's going to be at Turner Stadium, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You can go to the game, or if you're anywhere else in the country but Humble, Texas, you can watch it on TexanLive.com, where I'll be calling the game. Where are you at tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night I'll be at Legacy Stadium in Katy for College Station at Foster. And a game that's not usually going to be at Legacy Stadium. They moved it because of the renovations at Trailer Stadium.
Right.
Building a brand new press box, inserting all kind of renovations.
I can't wait for that. We've been to Trailer several times. Right. And we're like, this has to be updated.
Right.
And I'm glad they're finally doing it.
So Foster, a team that went to the regional tournament last year. College Station, a team that had a pretty good run last year as well. College Station, as you remember, won state 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for that one.
That came out of nowhere, too.
It did.
Was not expecting that whatsoever. But, hey, they're now kind of a powerhouse in the state of Texas.
As is Foster.
Yeah, Foster is as well. It's going to be a monster week one game, non-district game.
These
non-district games are fun. Tomorrow, I have New Caney versus Crosby. I did that game last year at what once was Texan Drive Stadium. Rest in peace. It's now Randall Reed Stadium.
Yes.
But I'll be in Crosby tomorrow night for the new era. Jerry Prado is the new head coach of the Crosby Cougars, taking over for Jeff Reardon. Did so much for that community. Nice guy who we met in Arlington for the state championships. New Caney is loaded once again. They're bringing back their quarterback. Zion Childress committed to UTSA. They got a linebacker, Harris, committed to Texas, only a junior. So it should be a lot of fun in Crosby.
Friday, I've got Atascocita at Katie Taylor. I'll be at Legacy again two nights in a row
at that gorgeous stadium.
It's a beautiful stadium.
The most expensive in the country.
I think.
Yeah, it's the most expensive high school stadium in the country. I mean, if it's the most expensive in Texas, it's definitely the most expensive in the country. Keep on going.
So I'll get to cover my alma mater, Atascocita. They bring back most of their starters, mainly quarterback Bryce Matthews, running backs Quincy Thompson and TJ Thomas. Bring back their entire receiving core, most of their offensive line, minus Kenyon Green, who's, I believe, starting at guard for Texas A&M week one.
Yeah. It's a pretty good football player, Kenyon Green.
Top 10 in the ESPN 300. Yeah. Number one at his position, I believe.
That's remarkable.
6'5", 300. I've seen him play in person. I actually practiced against him.
Uh-huh.
I never had to go against him.
I was going to say.
No, I played defensive back.
I'm just imagining this
right
scrawny 5'10", 160-pound Gavin Moritz going up against 6'6", 315-pound Kenyon Green, and it would not go well.
No, thankfully, when I played for Atascocita, I never even had to play varsity. Kenyon was on varsity all 4 years.
Yeah. That's a guy that shows up and you go like, yeah, right. He's a varsity football player.
I only played junior varsity and I played defensive back, so thankfully I never had to, you know, play defensive end or outside linebacker and go against Kenyon in practice. But they actually put one time I was in the weight room at Atascocita and we had a competition where we had to hold the weight bar out in front of us like this with one hand.
Right.
And I had no one to go against, and they were like, here, Gavin, you're gonna go against Kenyon Green. This is my sophomore year of high school. So I was probably 5'7", 5'8". Weighed probably about 130, and my scrawny arms just going against Kenyon Green, who's, you know, obviously been built and been an athlete,
yeah,
and been a starting offensive lineman since he was a freshman.
Basically lived in the weight room, that kind
right.
of guy.
I lasted maybe 30 seconds. 30 seconds may even be pushing it.
You should be proud of those 30 seconds. You should be proud.
And
that's a story you'll take with you forever.
It is.
When he becomes like Jonathan Ogden or whatever he becomes.
I got to interview him, too.
Did you really?
One of my favorite interviews.
Good.
I love interviewing my Atascocita boys. I'm a homer.
You are a homer. I should be rivals with him.
Should.
We should be, but I can't help it. I like Evan too much.
We've had some pretty good interviews.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good interviews. My favorite is yours is Zach Evans. I thought that was a good
interview. You interviewed Zach Evans, too, at the Touchdown Club.
I did. I actually got recently. His top three. I got his top three. That's a scoop right there.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. He's got Alabama, A&M, LSU. I mean, and he just stopped after that. I was like, okay, that's all you need to know. I mean, RBU, that's where he's thinking about going.
And could North Shore put three players at Texas A&M? They've got Banks, who's committed there. They've got Evans, who's considering it. And Davis has an offer.
North Shore Aggies. I would love to call them the North Shore Aggies this upcoming season. Speaking of scoops, I thought Adam Schefter had a pretty big scoop the other day with Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck retiring at the age of 29.
29. I mean, I don't know about you, but I was pretty shocked.
I was thoroughly surprised. I actually, one of our cameramen at Texan Live, Brady Sparks, also my cousin, texted me and said, Luck retired, and I thought he was joking. I was like, why would I know he's hurt, but like, why would, you know, Andrew
Luck? I don't know why either. Keep on going.
And I went and I checked Twitter and I saw the Adam Schefter tweet and I was like, I had to make sure it wasn't like a, you know, spam or like a burner or something. And it was actually Adam Schefter. And I was like,
you didn't want it to be Sports Talk Barry.
Did not want it to be Sports Talk Barry.
That's what I thought it was when I first saw it. And then I saw the check mark and I was like, oh my gosh, it's real.
And I got home and I turned on NFL Network and they stopped their coverage of preseason to talk about Andrew Luck and show the press conference that they had. Andrew Luck, actually, they wanted to wait until Sunday to announce it, but the news broke, so they had to hold, like, the impromptu
yeah,
press conference.
Yeah, I saw people. My favorite tweet from that was when Adam Schefter tweeted out that that Luck wanted to do this on Sunday, but his timeline got pushed up because of Adam Schefter.
Right.
I do wonder who just leaked that out and why they would leak it out. I mean, leaking it out in the middle of the third preseason game. What's your opinion on the boos? Everyone's got an opinion on the boos as he was walking off.
I don't think you boo a player who took your team really far. I mean, he took them to the AFC Championship game in a game that, you know, they probably shouldn't have been in.
Right.
Because there were a lot of better teams that year. The Colts were good. And then, you know, they lost to the Patriots in the infamous Deflategate game.
Yeah, that's right.
And Luck led them to playoffs how many times?
Well, they went to the wild card round 2012.
Then they had the game against KC.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for reminding. I actually saw a lot of tweets about that. Like, oh my gosh, best playoff. Even with Patrick Mahomes, I just still can't get over it. That was
the flashbacks.
Yeah, just the flashbacks. It's like nom-like flashbacks.
So it gives me flashbacks. Bad. The Aaron Rodgers throw.
Yeah, I'm sure that's pretty Cowboys. Bad. And then immediately after that, the Steelers decided to kick nothing but field goals and beat the Chiefs after they scored two touchdowns.
And Chase, I'll tell you something. After that Aaron Rodgers throw, I sat in my room and I cried for about an hour and a half before I did anything else that night.
Just
sat there and cried.
Yeah, I just... After Alex Smith came up short once again, I didn't cry, but I just sat in my room and just, like, the darkness.
Well, think about that Cowboys game. They were down the entire game. They were down, like, 21-3.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
And then they come all the way back, and then you have the play with, I believe it was Jeff Heath, the penalty that wasn't called.
Yep.
And then you have Aaron Rodgers, who rolls all the way to his left and just guns one across his body.
That was one of the best throws I've ever seen.
I was impressed, but heartbroken.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you do?
And then Mason
I kind
Crosby.
Of felt the same thing when Romo was calling out the Chiefs murder, like the Patriots murder of the Chiefs defense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on, like, the final drive. I just thought.
D Ford.
Yeah. D Ford, man. D Ford. Inches away from the Super Bowl. But that's it. I'll just leave it at that. No, it's still a sore subject until they go to the Super Bowl next year, this upcoming season, which I hope they do.
Right. So next we'll talk about the Zeke holdout. What's your take on the Zeke holdout?
I was going to ask you about the Zeke holdout because you're
as a Cowboys fan.
As a Cowboys fan.
I see why he's holding out, but at the same time, he's got a couple years left on his rookie contract.
Why get in a bidding war
now
with Jerry Jones? Is my question. You're going to lose.
Jerry's one of the best.
He's one of the best negotiators of all time.
Businessmen too, yeah.
Yeah, the best negotiator of all time. Dak and Amari are smart. They're showing up, and they know they're going to get their pay. Jalen Smith got his money, and you've watched the press conference. There's just so many subtle jabs at Zeke. I thought it was hilarious.
And then you had the whole Zeke who comment that Zeke didn't really like.
Yeah. It was a joke. I thought it was hilarious. And then Jerry got super pissed off and went on camera and was like, I've earned the right to joke with Zeke. And I thought, Jerry Jones, man. I'm team Jerry in all this. I really am. Zeke will get his pay. We all know that. And he'll be back week one and play against the Giants. But,
you know, Chase, in my opinion, running backs in today's NFL are replaceable just because of the way the passing game has taken over the league.
I saw it last year when Hunt went down. And then Ware went down. And then Damon Williams is a starting running back now.
Hmm.
And who knows, maybe Darwin Thompson's going to surprise some folks. Stash him on your fantasy team, by the way.
And, you know, the Cowboys drafted a running back. They drafted Pollard in, I believe, the fourth round this past year. One of the later rounds. One of the middle rounds.
And he shined this preseason.
Right. He's been one of the stars in the NFL of the preseason.
Right.
I mean, I get that it comes against, you know, third-string defenses. But he's been playing a lot against the first-string defenses because Zeke's not there.
Right.
So he's shown out, and I think he's proven that he can be a good replacement if we need him to be if the Zeke holdout continues into the regular season.
You got anything else for me?
No.
Yeah. We were going to talk about University of Houston versus Oklahoma, our future alma mater, Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Texan Live joined the Periscope, by the way.
Wonderful.
I wonder if it's Jesse or Bert watching. Either one of you.
Hello.
Hello. Good to see you. I think Houston will lose, but I think it's a nice start for this new program under Holgorsen, and I think D.R. King's going to shine this year and be a dark horse Heisman candidate. What do you think?
I believe that King will be a Heisman candidate, but also I think Jalen Hurts is going to surprise a lot of people this season.
Yeah,
a lot of people are counting him out because he transferred, you know, Tua's taken over at Alabama, and Tua really didn't make him look bad, but he outshined, and a lot of people forgot about Jalen Hurts.
Right.
And I think Hurts is going to go to Oklahoma. And, I mean, Oklahoma's just pumping out Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks year after
year. Transfer quarterbacks.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You have Kyler Murray, you know, obviously one of the better high school football players of all time. Not even just in Texas, but in the country.
In the country, yeah. I mean, he was a sensation at Allen when he was there his all 4 years. Then Tom Westerberg said, see ya, after Kyler Murray went off, and then, of course, Baker.
Baker. Big Baker fan, by the way.
You are a big Baker fan. Why do you like Baker?
I love his confidence.
I respect his confidence, but I'm like one of those now where I hope the Browns just blow up. I hope it ends terribly.
I'm really rooting for the Browns. They were horrible for so long.
I'm not. They're already just like getting on my nerves.
I was at a state. I was actually in Arkansas spring break when the Odell trade happened. So I didn't see the Odell trade. And I didn't know about it for like 4 days. I was in the drive home and I finally got service again because I was up in the mountains.
Yeah, you texted me the weekend after it happened. And you were like, wait a second. Oh, he's a Brown now? I was like, yeah, where have you been?
Arkansas.
Where have you been? But yeah, I kind of hope it fails, but I wouldn't. I go back and forth on it. You make a compelling argument.
I mean, they were so bad for so long. They won one game.
It would be entertaining if they were good. It would be entertaining if they were good. I think it'd be entertaining either way.
They've got plenty of stars.
Oh yeah,
they've got Baker, Odell. They've got Jarvis Landry.
Yeah. Who would have thought Jarvis Landry would be like the best number two wide receiver going into this year? I mean, that's pretty incredible. All right, you got anything else?
We can talk about more college football.
More college football? What else? What do you want to talk about college football?
Let's talk about UT.
UT? Okay, go ahead. Sam Ellinger's your boy.
Sam Ellinger, my boy. I'm excited for Sam Ellinger. I think he's going to impress a lot of people this season. I think he's another dark horse Heisman candidate.
Right.
I mean, he impressed at the end of last season, especially with the bowl game against Georgia. A lot of people kind of were like, oh, Sam Ellinger might actually, you know, he might have came to play.
I wouldn't be surprised if that last playoff spot comes down to the Red River shootout, I still want to call it, between Oklahoma and Texas at the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. I mean, Texas has a lot of talent. They really do. They've always had a lot of talent, and I'm looking forward to seeing how Tom Herman does with it this year. I mean, God, is it really it is his third year, isn't it? Third year for Tom Herman, it's basically put up or shut up. He has to finish in the top 10. He has to, just like he did last year.
Right. And you look at UT's roster, and he had a lot of kids that, I mean, he was recruiting while he was here at U of H.
No, I'm not going to, Kat. Go. Keep going.
You've got Alvante Woodard at wide receiver from Lamar. He's got Whittington now from Quero. He's got Ellinger.
I called Keontae Ingram from Carthage.
Yes.
Keontae Ingram from Carthage. Rashawn Johnson.
He's got Sam Cosmi from Atascocita.
That's right.
Starting at left tackle now.
You know, I was talking about this to my buddy Chris last night. It was like, we take it for granted almost, the talent that we see every single weekend here in the state of Texas. Regardless of sport, it's pretty incredible.
I've got another future Longhorn on my schedule for this weekend. I've got Shadow Creek defensive back Xavier Alford, who we saw in the state title game last year.
How far do you think Shadow Creek's going to go this year?
They did lose their quarterback. They lost Jermarion George.
Oh, he's gone? I didn't know
he has gone. He graduated.
I thought he was a junior.
No, he graduated last year.
Well,
they bring back a good team.
You know what?
I think Summer Creek will be a good test, though.
Yeah, Summer Creek will be a good test, though. That's going to be a fun game. And you'll be calling it.
I will be.
Lucky you. I got Jersey Village at Pridgen on Saturday, which should be a fun one. They were a surprise team last year. Looking forward to it.
A lot of the Cypress School surprised last year.
Yeah, they did.
Cy Falls.
Yeah, they did. Cy Falls, Cy Fair.
Cy Fair went to the regional finals.
Cy Fair went to the regional finals. Cy Woods went to the playoffs. I mean, Cypress is always loaded. I mean, they got so many kids. It's ridiculous.
Right.
All right.
Huge talent pool.
We talked about Texas. We talked about U of H. Now we have to talk about A&M, right?
We do have to talk about A&M.
Give me the rundown on A&M.
Kellen Mond coming back at quarterback this year.
Right.
And then they've got Kenyon Green, who we talked about earlier, starting at guard.
Kenyon Green. The monster. I don't think he's been a backup his entire life.
He played off and on his freshman year at Atascocita.
Right.
And then since then, he's just been just solid starter.
Yeah.
And starting as a true freshman at A&M is
pretty remarkable. Nothing short of him. In the SEC.
Incredible.
It's incredible. He's going to be playing against Alabama at the 12th man. Maybe you should call off work for that and go. I say we do it.
I'm rooting for Jimbo.
I am too. You know, I kind of like Jimbo. I kind of like his charismatic self. But I was reading through Dave Campbell and they did a survey with the high school coaches of who do you trust the least. And Jimbo was at the top of the list. I don't know if that's because, you know, Jimbo is shady or if he's new. I don't know. It's probably that, though. Probably because he's new. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
One of the cool things about going to Atascocita is, you know, a lot of power, you know, five-star, four-star recruits come through there.
Right.
Mainly on the offensive line, you know, you've had Cosme and then Green and then another kid this year, Cam Dewberry.
Cam Dewberry, I know.
Underclassman.
Yeah.
And I was in history class junior year, and I had our former wide receivers coach, Charles Nichols, as my history teacher. He coaches at Florida State now.
That's right.
He came over to me, and he goes, "Hey, Gavin, just a heads up, Jimbo's here." And this is right after Jimbo got hired, and I was like, "Can I use the bathroom?" And he was like, "Yeah, go ahead." So, yeah, I started wandering around the school looking for Jimbo. Saban was there at one point.
Yeah, I never had that at Kingwood, even though we came pretty close with Shea Woe. We saw some coaches there, and of course my boy Chris Elam, we had some coaches there as well watching him. And that's it for me. That's all I've got. I'm looking forward to this weekend finally. Watch me Thursday, Ridgepoint Kingwood. Friday, New Caney Crosby, and Saturday for Jersey Village.
Or you can watch me.
You can watch him. No. Whichever one fits your floats your boat.
College Station at Foster, Atascocita at Katie Taylor, Shadow Creek at Summer Creek. We got a good rundown this weekend.
Yeah, we do have a good rundown this weekend. I was looking at the schedule last week and I was like, man, pretty good district game. Non-district games.
Looking forward to another great year on Texan Live.
Yes, sir. Episode 1 in the books. How do you think we did?
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it too.
A lot of fun.
We got more comfortable as it went on. I felt like sky's the limit for us, Gavin. Sky's the limit for us.
Yep.
Only up from here after our first episode. I'm Chase Snyder alongside Gavin Moritz.
And that'll do it here on episode 1 of the No Flags podcast presented by Box Score Sports. A special thank you to everyone who made this production possible. Box Score Sports, scoreboard.com, and our producer, Jordan Smith. Signing off, I'm Gavin Moritz alongside Chase Snyder. Thank you.
That'll do it. Now I'm going to...